This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello, heroes, and welcome to another exciting episode of One Shot. I'm Tracy Barnett, your host and narrator. Heroes, this week we are starting a brand new series of a game called Monsters and Other Childish Things. Now, this game has been around for a while. It is one of the earlier indie RPGs that I ever discovered, and I, for the life of me, could not figure out how to run it when I was first reading it. This is not a fault of the game. I was so immersed in how Dungeons & Dragons worked that I literally could not conceive of how the mechanics of this game functioned. The dice mechanics eluded me, collaboration eluded me, I couldn't get it. And then when I needed to pull together this group to do some recording, it seemed like it would be a great fit thematically, and upon reading it, it turns out when you've spent some years playing and designing indie RPGs, you are potentially much more capable of figuring out other indie mechanics. So Monsters and Other Childish Things is a game where you play kids who have real, quote-unquote, imaginary monsters. They are real, no-shit monsters. They can do a lot of damage, and they want nothing but to protect you, but they're also monsters. It's a really great game. You can still pick it up. It still kind of rings true, even after almost a decade since its publication. And we had a really, really great time playing this session. If you want to hear the character creation that led up to this session, then you should subscribe to the One Shot Patreon, because on this same day this track launches, the character creation session, which is almost an hour and a half long, is live on our Patreon. So patreon.com/oneshotpodcast, $5 a month will get you access to that. Now, without further ado, let's get to the show. Hello, heroes, and welcome to another exciting episode of One Shot. I am extremely, extremely thrilled to be here with this group. We, today, are going to play a game that has long been on my list. It is Monsters and Other Childish Things. And you need to know who we're playing with. We're going to start off with Vididia. Hey, what's up?
Hey, everybody. I'm Vididia.
Oh, no. Oh. You have to tell people about yourself.
Yeah, I was like, how much do I say? I'm an interactive artist and game designer. You can find me online at Vidi Valetti, and you can buy my games at viditiovaletti.itch.io. I'm also a cast member on All Nerds Here, where every season we play a really cool indie RPG in an all POC and all queer cast. And today I am playing, my kid is Rahul. sorry. Rahul Aguilar, and my monster is Revoltage.
That's very good. Let me ask you, before we dive into that, who was your first imaginary friend when you were a kid?
So I had two imaginary friends as a kid. Their names were, as very young, so their names make no sense, their names were Seagar and Weegar. They lived in the two trees that was like a little ways outside of my house. There were just a couple of kids for me. I think as a kid, they were my best friends, but also I used them as a way to get more books for Christmas and my birthday and stuff. I would be like, well, you know, I'd tell my aunt, like, well, you got to get books for Seagar and Weegar. And she'd be like, all right. And it's like, hey, it's their birthday this weekend. You're coming during their birthday weekend. Can you bring me more books and things?
That
was my aunt gonna say no? It wow. worked. She was really, she just wanted, she was like, at least they're books. Like, we talked about it later on. So she was cute. Like, what am I gonna give this kid less books? Like, it's not like he's asking for candy. So it was really nice. I got a lot of Berenstain Bears out of them.
That's very, very
good. They, They moved to California, by the way. They're still out there. I haven't seen them in a few years. They're doing good,
good.
I think.
That's glad to hear. You always like it when an imaginary friend is doing well after mm-hmm. their time has sort of passed. Next up, podcast personality, James Molloy.
God, I guess that's true. I'm James. You can find me on Twitter at And the Meltdowns. You can find me on Protean City Comics, where I am a producer, player, GM, editor. I do everything. It's a Masks actual play podcast of Teenage Hijinks and High School Angst. And you can also find me and Brandon on Stop Hack and Roll, which is our game design podcast.
Nice. And
spoiler, sorry.
And who was your first imaginary friend?
My first imaginary friend was like a knockoff color swapped version of Bucky O'Hare, the comic book cartoon character, who was kind of I don't know that I really ever like engaged in a lot of imaginary play with them, but mm-hmm. like this knockoff version of Bucky O'Hare, who was like this kind of like grizzled rabbit space captain, was the person who, like, when I was scared alone at night in my bed, I would like curl up under the covers and like imagine this rabbit protecting me from the other monsters in the night.
That's very good.
Should I introduce my character too, or are we doing that later?
We're going to do that later. I'll have Vidi redo it when we get to that point. That's what editing's for. Don't worry about it.
My bad.
That's fine.
I thought we were doing it.
No, it's okay. No worries. Next up, a voice that might be familiar to you if you've listened to other shows here on the One Shot Podcast Network. It's Aaron Catano Saez.
What's good? No, I'm kidding. I'm not that person. Hi, everyone. I'm Aaron Catano Saez. You can find me. Yeah, those podcast people who were like, what's going on? Toxic positivity. Radio DJs on podcast. But anyway, I'm Aaron Catano Saez. You can find me at Aaron Catano Saez, all one word. And I do two podcasts. I co-create All My Fantasy Children right here on the One Shot Podcast Network with Jeff Stormer. And I'm a cast member on Skyjack's Courier's Call, an all ages actual play set in the world of Sphere. And then I do a bunch of other shit, but that doesn't matter because what we're here to do is my specialty, and that's play a motherfucking tabletop game. That's what you came here. I know what you all came here for, and is to hear me completely make whoever wrote this game very upset because I'm going to be like, not understanding dog shit. That's my intro.
He's right. That's what he's known for.
It's true.
That's what it is. That's what he's known for.
I find no fault with what you're saying. Tell me of your first imaginary friend.
Okay, so my first imaginary friend, first JRPG I ever played on Sega Genesis was Shining Force 2, and didn't have any friends because I went to Catholic school, and so I was like, the cast of this game, these are my motherfucking friends, Bowie and Peter and the whole gang, that was my team, and we would go on magical adventures outside my mom's apartment, and we would battle the forces of evil. I was 9, which is probably too old for this, which is why I put my name in there, my age.
That's very good. Last, most certainly not least, the name's already been spoiled for you, but it's Brandon Leon Gambetta.
Hey, how you doing? I'm so happy to be coming back to the One Shot Network, going on One Shot for my second time. I am a game designer. You might know my work, Pasión de las Pasiones. I am also connected to the two podcasts that James said, but in smaller ways, because James runs that entire thing. Smaller ways. And I'm working on a skirmish battle game fusion RPG war game combo thing called Radcrawl. You can learn about both of those and everything else I do at BLeonGambetta on Twitter or at BrandonLeonGambetta.com.
When you are not pissing off the entire D&D community.
When I'm not doing it. I recently deleted all my tweets because old D&D tweets started coming back up. Like, people would just suddenly like retweet and I'd have more D&D stands angry at me.
So liberating.
And I'd have no choice but to come back and say 4th edition is the only edition of D&D that was ever any good, and anyone who plays anything other than the 4th edition is wrong. And then people would be mad at me for some reason. That's a joke. I play multiple D&Ds.
But it's not a joke that 4th edition is the best.
That is true.
Who is your first imaginary friend?
I think my imaginary friend came earlier than these other three, because I had an imaginary friend that allegedly started when I was like 2 or 3 years old. That was the little ghost. I had a little ghost that came around with me, and we played together, and I blamed on things. If there was a noise in the other room, I would say, that was the little ghost. If a door closed, that was the little ghost. And like, as I got a little bit older, I started blaming it for things that I had done. But I think my understanding is I was a very cute but creepy kid with my little ghost that I was obsessed with. So, yeah. That's mine.
Nice. Love to have a little ghost. Love different. Just different. It's an entire range. There's a panoply of imaginary friends. And it's very, very good and very appropriate because the game we are playing today, Monsters and Other Childish Things, is a game about kids with imaginary friends who are real, no shit, fuck off monsters. So we're going to have each of you go around real quick and introduce your kid and your monster. Go ahead and tell people your name, your age, and let's just say the favorite thing, right? So your favorite thing, your monster's favorite thing. And if you want to describe what your monster looks like a little bit, that's not a bad idea either. We're going to go in reverse order of how we just went. So Brandon, why don't you start us off?
Absolutely. I'm going to be playing Gabriel Aguilar. He is 16 years old. He is the oldest of our kids in this group. His favorite thing is his Zune, which is very cool. It's the white one that had like way expanded storage. And he also has an absolutely demonic, angry, vicious monster that hangs out with him. Pajarito, or Rito, he's like a combination of like a condor and a stork bill with just like huge, jagged, awful teeth that just like stinks and moves in horrible ways. And it loves to cuddle. He loves to cuddle.
Aww.
Yeah.
You love to cuddle, big angry monster.
Big angry monster. Just get right in there. Get inside the stinky wings. Yeah.
Niall. Or Aaron.
Hi.
Spoilers.
I am playing Niall XX Sephiroth X Lightning XX Newton. I am 15 years old. My favorite thing in the world is making AMVs. And for those of you rubes who don't know, that's anime music videos. I once made a problematic ship call-out Tumblr. That was bad. I regret that instantly. And my monster's name is Scythe Phoenix Song. They are my badass assassin protector, sworn to protect the crown prince. They have a cool sword, spiky hair. The sword is very long and square. He is not Cloud Strife from Final Fantasy VII. He is an original. I will ask you to take that back, or I will unearth your old tweets.
Wait, when was Twitter created? 2006. So yes, Twitter does exist.
And we were still digging them up back
playing then.
Playing
2009.
That we were digging them
yeah,
up back
I know.
Then. My Tumblr was rip roaring.
Wait,
Twitter
when did Tumblr
get invented?
Oh, Tumblr's been going on. I'm pretty sure.
2007. It's a new. It's,
there you go.
It's the hot.
Oh,
it's the new
fresh.
Hotness is calling out problematic ships on Tumblr.
All right. And James, who are you playing today?
I'm playing Max Monday. I love playing the drums and breaking into music stores because I don't own a drum because my parents won't let me have drums because they're noisy. But someday, maybe next year, I'm going to join the marching band. And then that's going to be it. I have a cool monster. Unfortunately, is not a drum. For whatever reason, Tubasco is in a tuba. And they're kind of like a hermit crab. Like, imagine a hermit crab. If a hermit crab were made of slime and lived in a tuba. That's what Tubasco is. And they kind of like... put out little tentacly legs through the spit valves, then move around, and they have one big eye kind of looking out of the big bell at the top. They share my love of music, though, which is why Tabasco is in a tuba. We are both big fans of anime theme music, because obviously anime theme music is the best kinds of music. And so that's what we do.
Nice. Very good. Tuba as monster is like, every time you say it, I've even seen the drawing that you did. It's so special. It's wonderful. I love it. Viditya, you got to follow that. You got to follow a tuba monster. Let's go.
I love it. So I'm playing Rahul Aguilar. I am the younger brother of Gabe. I am 14 years old, and my favorite thing is my DS Lite. I hold it very dearly. It was a birthday present. I played it all through my birthday dinner, and it was wonderful and lovely. And I really love games and anime. My monster kind of reflects that because its name is Revoltage. Rahul, makes his own card games that are just blatant ripoffs of Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon. And Revoltage is like the cooler Pikachu. It kind of looks like, all right, y'all remember like Stitch's cousins, like the other experiments from Lilo and Stitch, the TV show?
Well, of course.
It kind of looks like the electric one, but like kind of like cooler.
I'm
than
Google
that.
Imaging these, and this is Digimon.
it takes a lot from Digimon. Revoltage looks a lot like a Digimon. It lives in my DS and hops around and helps me in all my games. Oh. Or if I die, I'm like, Revoltage, you messed me up, or you changed the level on me. It's not my fault. I lost. It's Revoltage's fault. Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So the premise of the session that we are going to be playing today is that all of you have come together here for an anime convention. If you check out the slide I have set up there, slide 7, I have named the convention. It is BlastCon. Oh. It started off as a Honey Blast fan convention, which has now grown to encompass all aspects of the anime fandom. So we are going to largely be using made-up anime names today, just because we can and it's fun. So I'm going to start with Rahul and Gabe and Max, because you all know each other. You go to school together.
Yeah.
Right. How are you getting to the convention? How are you pulling up to BlastCon?
Oh, we're driving up in the minivan, baby.
And
we borrowed the minivan. I can drive now.
And Gabe being 16 is, yeah, so you're yep. You're driving?
I just got the license. We have had so many arguments about the music that the music is just off now.
and it's a 10-minute drive from home.
Yeah. The first 3 minutes just got heated, and then just like, pulling like a move straight out of like being a kid. You're just like, well, then fine, we won't have the radio. Click. And then just angry driving. But now Gabe has calmed down a little bit. And he's like, you know, okay, I'm here. I'm bringing these kids to have fun. And I'm here to keep them safe. And I guess that's going to the parking. We probably we go up on the curb a little bit at one point, because I think that's where we turn. And like, there's a security guard that like gives us like, no. And we have to, oh, I'm sorry. And
gives freaking out.
Yeah.
Rahul's like, are you good? Are you okay? Is everything all right?
I do want to say, if we have the music off, though, I'm assuming that the two of you are in the front seat and Max is in the back seat. Mm. He's got his legs curled up like on the front seat, like, or like lifted up on the back of the front seat, and he is drumming on the like big cup holder plastic piece of the side of the slide door. So there's like no sound, there's no music, there's just like the thrum of the car and the of drumsticks on plastic in the back.
You're such a nerd. You're such a music.
Yeah, his goal of being cool is to join marching band.
Yeah, he's got sunglasses.
Cool enough to join.
That he's wearing inside the minivan.
You got sunglasses on. Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Raho is also just playing a game like in the car. It has DSM. He's trying to get through that. It's just grinding out some RPG things. You know what I mean?
And. Where are you supposed to meet up with your online friend?
They told me to meet at the gazebo. There's always a gazebo at an anime convention. I'm not wrong. Look it up.
So Niall, are you there yet?
Oh, yes. I've been here. I'm that person who gets there on Thursday very early. Because it goes from Thursday technically to Sunday. But most people arrive in the evening, not I.
Okay, so I have a very then important question for you, you 15-year-old at an anime convention.
Yeah.
You're from out of town, right?
Mm-hmm.
And who brought you to the con?
My mother.
And did your mom get a hotel room and you're just coming down to the convention?
Are you trying to blow up my spot? Yes.
I need to know, just so you know, for my own personal information that will absolutely not be used against you later.
Yeah, my mom is in town. She is nearby. She is not at the Con Hotel. She actually, for my birthday, she gave me my own hotel room that I can stay in, and she's at the hotel, not that I'm at.
Oh, so
wow.
Big kid out on his own energy. I yes. I like it.
She wanted
like
me to experience my passions freely and away from her tether.
I have to ask you a question here. Is your mom like one of those cool parents that are like, my kid's a teenager, like I want them to explore being a teenager, they can do cool stuff, like go to parties, just be responsible. And it's like, I've given you this hotel room, like, you'll probably meet some friends, like, maybe I'll, like, bring them over, have a good time, but you are just an anime nerd, and you will never do any of those things.
Like my mother and myself in high school, she would be like, oh, thank God, you're at least just not drinking, doing drugs, I don't care what you do, you're such a nerd. And so, yes, she gave me this hotel, she gave me full privilege. And probably a very strong assumption that there will be no levels of intimacy of any kind or drinking or fun in this hotel room. Simply switching out wigs.
How did I end up here?
So how has the con been so far, Niall?
You know, no one says vibe in 2009. The energy is pretty good for a con. This might be one of my favorites. There's a lot of people here. So far there's been a lot of Elrics, like a lot of the Elric brothers, and like I like that. So I got a photo of a lot of them. Not as much Final Fantasy cosplay. It's kind of what I was coming for, but I'm really feeling that this one's going to be like really packed.
And Scythe is standing behind you because this is one of the few like sort of moments in your sort of relationship with your monster where it can just be out in the world, right? Because this is like probably one of the best cosplays there.
No question.
From behind you on the gazebo, you hear sort of like a pacing back and forth.
Oh. What is it, Scythe? Do you sense something? Is something
I
amiss?
Thought there was going to be battle.
there can be. However,
when are we going to fight? You told
you
we are going to come here to fight.
I did tell you to fight. I did say that we could fight. However, what I meant was, are you familiar with? I believe it's called boffing. I believe we're going to replace your arm with some kind of foam wrapped, soft thing.
If I'm going to fight, I'm using my sword and. Oh. Your monster like pulls out a
a fucking knockoff Buster sword.
Oh, gosh.
And like slices through one of the metal things on the, or the wooden post of the gazebo, because
it doesn't
just not
fall right away
with it.
The slice,
it doesn't
happened,
fall.
And it's like 30 yeah. seconds before it falls
yeah.
over.
And actually, so you two are start kind of getting into a discussion. I would like you, what do you think the difficulty would be for you to notice that that anime cut of the gazebo happened?
For Niall to notice?
Yeah.
Oh, once that blade moves through the air, I know something's being cut, for that thing could slice the wind in twain, should it wish. No, but I feel like it would be a pretty, that'd be an easy difficulty for me. I feel
easy?
Like that's,
okay, so,
yeah.
Let's call it a two. Okay. So I need you to grab your brains dice, which is five, and give us a roll here. You need to have a pair or higher that are two or better.
Okay, I want my listeners at home to get these sick dice sounds. We're just like Critical Role!
All right, I got no pairs.
No pairs, cool. You don't notice.
Well,
you are,
it happened that fast.
I think you're more concerned with the fact that your monster has pulled out a real-ass sword when you know that everything around here is boffer LARP material
yeah,
and made
foam.
Of foam. And so as you are going back and forth, are you trying to placate Scythe Phoenix Song? Or what are you doing now that the sword is out in the world?
Once the sword has been unsheathed, it cannot be placed back in until his thirst for battle is quenched, and I will not get in his way.
Is that what, is that his, like, the curse of his
No,
sword?
I just think it's super cool, and I don't want him to put it away.
Okay, fantastic. Then, so what happens then is that Scythe storms into the crowd with, like, the Buster Sword slung over on his shoulder, like, yep. ending battle pose type yep. mode, just walking yep. cash. And Scythe is trying to find out where the fighting is, right? Because yeah. you, Niall, had heard rumors that there were going to be fights here, that you could actually find a legit fight for Scythe, which is the only reason that he agreed to come along with you, because riding, did you fly or drive here?
We drove. It was a very long journey,
yeah.
but I kept my mom company by playing nothing but anime music the whole time.
Right.
Oh my God.
And Scythe was just bored. Bored,
yeah,
bored.
Scythe
bored,
was in his
bored.
Car seat in the back, very bored.
Well, he hides as your shadow. So
yes,
he had
right.
to just keep shifting around, and at one point in time your mom reached back and pulled down like the sun blind, and
oh,
the
God.
Whole area got enshrouded, and
yeah.
like he
oh.
just the indignity. The indignities that Scythe Phoenix Song has suffered on your behalf can be withstood no longer. And Scythe oh. Phoenix Song is striding through BlastCon looking for a fight. It's a generic mid-roll. It's a generic mid-roll. Hello, heroes, and welcome to the mid-roll. I am recording this at an unknown date in the past for a supposed date in the future. I mean, I know when this is going to go up, but I also haven't taken a look at the calendar recently to know the actual date. Anyway, all the usual stuff is what I would like you to do. If you have not yet left a review for One Shots or for Campaign on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever it is you can leave reviews these days, please go do so. Also, if Twitter still exists in the far-flung future compared to where I am now, tell people about us. Tell people how we do all of this, because word of mouth is how we have gotten all of the spread that we've gotten so far. We don't take out ads or anything like that. So go ahead and tell a friend about One Shot or Campaign or any of the other amazing shows on this network. Also, I assume we are home happy and healthy with our kiddo. Hit me up on Twitter. Find out. We'll see what's going on. I don't even know.
Hi, I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Anyway, you've heard me babble enough for this particular mid-roll, so let's get back to the show. As you run after him, the gazebo collapses.
No! I start screaming to the crowd. My faithful servant, his blade has a thirst that must be slaked. Who dares to slake my warrior's thirst?
The other three of you, I think at this point in time, you've probably made it to the line for registration. Like to get your badge and whatnot. You hear a loud crash and you see this like impeccable cosplay, like cutting this dude. Just, he looks like, so you know the 2009, yeah, so PS2 is out right now. Do you remember the first time that you saw like the cutscene videos for Final Fantasy X? And oh, they didn't say not gameplay footage, and everyone who didn't know how PlayStations worked, this was me, by the way, I did this, saw it and was like, oh my god, that's what the graphics are going to be like? It looks like he was pulled from an anime video game cutscene. Yeah, you see this, you take it in for a second, and all of you feel from your monsters, whoa, what is that? And you realize you're looking at a kid's monster walking through the anime convention, and from the distance you hear Niall shouting.
Oh no.
I think Gabe just like steps forward and like just puts himself between his kid brother and his friend and whatever that nonsense is, and is just like, hey, we're not here to get into anything, like, you know,
next in line. Next in line.
Yeah, okay.
If you move, you're going to lose your spot.
Oh my god.
Don't make us lose our spot.
We don't want to lose our spot.
Okay, hi.
Name and ID, please.
Yeah, and he takes out his driver's license, like, very proudly. Like, holds it up. It's, like, way too far to actually look at usefully, because he's not used to taking out an ID yet.
I can't read that. Can you just slide it over here, please?
Oh, yeah, here you go. It's 200 Aguilar, and there should be a third. Are you registered, right? Who are you registered with us?
It's probably under Monday.
Yeah,
actually,
it's Thursday, but it's under Monday.
I don't understand humor. Aguilar. Okay, let's see. Yep, got it. We got the two badges, and all right. And the there's no like badge printer. This is 2009. Okay. Like, they're not spitting out plastic badges a la Gen Con. So like, you get your name just sort of written down on a piece of cardboard, right? And whatever this person's handwriting is like, and then they have to press it in a laminator real quick. And
oh, no wonder this line is taking forever. Yeah,
exactly. It's a very convention experience. And you get the badges, and Rahul, your name has the H and the U flipped. So it looks like it looks like Raul.
Yeah.
And when you get yours, Gabrielle, it says Gabby on it. Uh-oh. Or it looks like it's
you can tell it's Gabrielle written out, right? But the way the handwriting is just the letters are jammed together and it looks like B's.
There is a moment that Gabe looks like he's going to like get into it immediately. And then he like probably hears more shouting from Niles and is just like, nope, we're getting away from wherever this nonsense is, and just kind of goes, thanks, and like shoves it in his back pocket.
And this last one here, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Max Monday. Maximum Friday, Monday.
Saturday.
The most Monday.
It's going to be under M.
It's going to be under M. First name, last name, whichever way it's alphabetized.
Oh, yeah.
This is Tuesday?
Sorry. It looks like it exceeded the character limit. And so,
I did submit it as Max, Maximum Monday, Monday. I don't know why I did that. That's way too long.
Okay.
It pulls out the thing and writes, and when you get your badge, it just reads Max Maxi. with a quotation mark around the first M, but there's nothing to finish it off on the other side.
Oh yeah.
Thanks very much. You can get your guidebook is just down that way. Enjoy your time at BlastCon.
Thank you. Have a nice.
Oh, I'm supposed to say have a blast.
I'm sure we will.
What's I think you hear like. Rahul kind of like, you know, gives a little nudge to Max and goes all like, Maxi, huh? Like, that's a fun one. Should I start calling you that?
That is less than Maximum Monday. So we're going to stick to the most Monday possible. Maxi is just kind of a little bit Max. Okay. A little bit Monday.
Right. So it's not a Maxi day. It's a Maximum. Yeah, Maximum. Monday day.
And Gabe just gets a hand on each of their backs and just starts like, moving out.
Most people think Max is short for Maxwell, but Max is actually short for Maximum.
Is that for
real? He will swear the end of the earth that's swear. True. None of you have ever asked his parents.
So Gabe, you're trying to get everyone past this sort of disturbance, and you feel like a surge from like behind a potted plant. Right, like Rito has like got himself sort of set up. Like there's an anime poster or like a wall scroll with a plant in front of it, and he's like copying one of the birds on the wall scroll, but perched on this real life plant, like right in front of it, and he shrunk himself down to do this. So he just looks like a surly ass parakeet in front of like these tropical birds on this poster, as the cosplay dude who you've twigged as a monster like walks by, you like feel this surge of emotion from Rito. Like he is about to fly. He can tell that this monster
cool,
is
sexy, hot, badass motherfucker. Sorry.
Yes, that's all of that.
Does that look like an adult?
No. He's like an anime man. Teen. Why would he
look like an anime teen? Okay.
Cloud Strife in the Final Fantasy VII Remake does not look like an adult. He looks like some kind of amalgamation of a teen.
He's 21!
I think the last Final Fantasy play I played was like Final Fantasy IV.
I have
so
to go. I'm getting off this call. Fuck this and fuck y'all.
I only like now that I think about it. Like all of my, I was like, how old is fucking Scythe? I'm like, oh, like as a kid, all of my OCs to just make him cool and older. I just made him 2 years old.
Yeah. There you go.
Like they were always two, and I was like, that's an adult. Yeah. I'm 14. They're 16.
That's
they're
right. 17.
I'm 16. They're 18.
Yeah. An adult. Yeah, so Scythe walks by and stops and turns to look at the wall scroll.
Oh, I'm gonna do something very foolish and just move to stand between them with my back to Rito.
Okay, so Niall, you're catching up with Scythe at this point in time, and you see that Scythe, your no shit monster, is staring down another kid, a little bit older, but still a kid.
Hey, Scythe. What's going on? What you doing? He's just totally stormed off.
there's something behind this little... Oh, wait. I got the voice wrong. Hang on. Wait. I forgot my voice. There's something behind the little one. I'm going to fight it.
Okay. Like, if you insist, but, like, should we go somewhere, like, private? Like, a dueling ground?
A dueling ground.
Right? Like,
yes.
By a fountain? Or in the fountain? That'd be cool. I kind of just want to see you fight in water. I encourage this. I will encourage this behavior. Always.
I'm going to discourage this behavior, actually. First off, 5'3 is not that short. I'm not that little. Secondly, are you out of your mind?
Who?
Just you.
Oh, me? I thought you meant him. No.
I mean, that too, but you can't be coming around here with a monster out, picking fights with people. Look at how many people are here.
I don't command the monster. The monster does his own thing. I'm not picking any fights. Scythe is picking the fights, right, Scythe? Scythe stares deep into my eyes, and I'm like, God, you look cool as shit. Yeah. Wow.
Its hair starts blowing somehow.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, Rahul's like,
I say, look,
get chilly in here.
What's happening? Look at this guy. Look how cool.
Rahul, if you like glance down at your DS, you can see that Revoltage is like in sprite form eating popcorn.
can I just clarify? Am I just carrying a tuba?
It's okay. I looked at your thing, and I
think I'm just carrying a tuba.
I needed to ask that. Yeah, you're just John Philip Sousing your ass around this anime convention.
Yeah, I'm like low key wearing a costume. The one of the anime that I'm into recently is this Superdimensional Band Revolution, which is kind of a marching band space anime. And so like I have like a shirt on that has a picture of the like whatever the alien starship band bus. And so like I'm sort of plausibly in cosplay, but it's low effort.
I love it. Of course there's an anime for band marching band.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
It's perfect.
So you've kind of got this sort of standoff going right now between your monsters.
Yeah.
And I think Gabe, like, well, actually, Niall, I'm going to guess you took the time, like you probably copped a blank badge and like made sure that your whole handle was written out very cleanly and plainly on
it. Well, I want people to recognize me from my RuneScape game.
So,
yeah.
I think with the tension that's going on, I'm thinking, I think a difficulty 2 is probably good for this. How about we see if Rahul and Max notice this other kid's badge. By the way, now what are you dressed as? How's your fit today?
Who, me?
No, the other Niall in the room.
Oh, sorry, jeez. As everybody always I see everybody's always everyone's attacking me here too. I'm in
while you're narrating
characters. Even God himself is clowning me.
It's the comic panel, right? Like you got like an inside. Oh, yeah.
Getting shit on by the Almighty. So my Sephiroth cosplay is of course absolute liquid fire. I look incredible. I bought this shit on a sketchy, shady 2009 website. It cost $400 American, of course. If anybody knows anything about cosplay back in the yesteryear, you know you were paying out the ass. My wig is dog shit, but it looks incredible. And I have a chest plate because I don't have any muscles. So I have like a Sephiroth chest plate. So I look like Gaston in a Sephiroth costume.
No.
So I look great. Oh, to answer your question, Niall looks absolutely fucking incredible. The boot covers reek of gasoline.
I will actually, I'll say this, I realized we're not going to need a roll for this because I just looked up when TeamSpeak was first launched.
Holy shit.
And it was launched in 2001, which means you all know what Niall sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
So, oh, perfect.
So the two of you who have played RuneScape with Niall, as he's talking and trying to, like,
basically saying that he wants his monster to fight Rahul, your older brother's monster. You recognize his voice and glance down at the badge, and it is absolutely hardcore Sephiroth X Lightning.
I knew it. Yeah. I think I'm going to say, I'm going to be like, what the fuck do we call you? Because I don't think we just say Sephiroth X Lightning.
You would say, like, it's like, shorten it. You know.
Seffy? Yeah, like, it probably, I'm like, Seffy? Seffy, is that you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. It would be, like...
How did you not foresee this was coming?
Gearblade. But, like, gear is spelled, like, G-I-E-R-E.
Oh, okay.
Like,
and so, since it's completely fucked up, and I've never actually said it in person before, I'm like... Gyreblade? Is that you?
Rahul, like, there's just a moment where you go, it's gear, but it's it's me.
Oh my god. And here I was about to absolutely turn loose Scythe on everybody. There was about to be a great rending in here.
Oh my god, of course.
It's
of
the course squad.
Of course you would bring upon
it
a reckoning.
Isn't the squad.
Gabe, I'm so sorry. We know him. I think I'm starting to get excited.
The team is here, and little Seffy starts doing a little jig because I'm excited because the team is here.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Wait, can I think I tell, like, I'm like, Revoltage, play the song. And it's like a little, like, party up jingle or something. You know what I mean?
Oh. I have a song for you that came out in 2009.
I have to actually put chiptune music under this in the post, so I won't be able to play your song because I have to get something from, like, Kevin MacLeod or something.
Here, I will will read it as a monologue then. I'm not going to sing it, but
what?
I would like to make myself believe. Wait, hold on. Let me get the lyrics. Hold on.
No!
Hold on, lyrics. planet Earth.
You would not believe your eyes if 10 million fireflies lit up the world as I fell asleep. Because they fill the open air and leave teardrops everywhere. I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. Anyway, back to the game, kids.
Niall has recited.
That's the code word. We said, when we meet IRL, you got to make sure to have a code word so we all know it's each other.
Yeah.
Also, I do want to, like, as a player thing, music is Max's thing. So actually, like, I would like to maybe open it up to Max if you wanted to play something.
No, I like that you have like a tuba. You have an electric thing that plays music, and so that it starts doing the little chiptune-y kind of thing, and I just like swing the tuba around and I'm tapping something out on the tuba.
Nice. Okay, yeah. We fucking party up. We're all fucking jumping around in a circle.
And Gabe looks
well,
so
Niall is
upset.
Yeah.
Reciting fireflies.
Yeah.
So, Gabe, you feel something sort of alight on your shoulder, and you, like, your shoulder dips down for a second as Rito mm-hmm. remembers to, like, compensate for his actual weight in the small mm-hmm. body that he's in. Hey, boss, you want me to kill him? I could swallow him up real good.
No.
Ah, come on.
Listen.
Come on.
Listen.
I can eat him.
Listen.
I can eat him up.
And Gabe just like starts like basically like wrap himself into Rito and just like he's got like his hand like on the back of Rito's head and is like cuddled in with like the bird's neck like around his arm and is just going like just like kind of like trying to like comfort the bird for a minute. Just going, if he tries anything against Rahul, yes, we'll eat him and we'll handle the monster, but you need to be calm for now. We're not doing this in front of 200 sweaty nerds.
Okay, so this is a little bit against Rito's nature. right? Because he...
This is definitely... So Rito hates everything.
Right, so that's going to be a face plus charm roll, because it sounds like you're...
God, I'm so bad at that.
You're calming him down. You are giving him his favorite thing. So that's going to lower the difficulty. I think, again, I think we're probably just looking for a two or a three. How's that feel to everybody else? Calm down a big chompy bird.
Yeah, we're not that riled up yet.
Two or three. All right. Yeah.
Face.
And what you said?
Face plus charm.
Face and charm.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's a 6 and a 9. That got zero successes.
Got zero successes. So. Nope. Mm-mm.
Angry bird.
I think I gotta. And you gotta chomp him.
I love it.
And as
I love it. There's a reason I chose to have a scary angry bird, is because I wanted scary angry bird business.
And like Rahul and Max, your monsters are both like the tension is sort of getting amped up a little bit, and you can see that Rito is starting to like not be such a little bird anymore, and it's like starting to like walk over towards Scythe. And as all of this is happening, Niall, you feel a tap on your shoulder.
Goodness. And I turn around and strike a pose.
You turn around and strike a pose, and standing behind you is a girl. She looks young, but it's kind of hard to tell. You know that she is in Princess Gender cosplay from that famous anime.
Of course.
And... she looks up at you and says, "Hi, mister."
"Hello, child." Niall drops his voice down as low as humanly possible. "Hello, child. How fare ye at the ye con?"
"Oh, pretty good. Do your friends want to fight?"
Like IRL? Or like, do you have a link cable for pokes? Or..."
"No, no. Your friends." And she like looks over at Scythe.
"Oh."
And when you look, you like glance and you like look back at her, and her eyes are like black bottomless pits, and you realize that you're looking at another kid's monster.
Oh.
Oh no.
"Do we, would we like to fight? I don't know, Scythe Phoenix Song?" And Scythe walks up. "What do you have to say about maybe getting a little into a fight? What do you think?"
"You promised me a fight, and there's gonna be one."
I think the man speaks for himself, child. "So yes, to further that, yes, there will be a clash of fisticuffs, and my monster person, my man, will be the victor, and you, the loser, you will lose, and then you will return to your hotel room. And I'm sure change wigs."
She smiles, and the edges of her mouth go beyond the confines of her face.
"Ah!"
And she says, her voice does like this weird doubling thing. She says, "Okay, follow me." And she turns, expecting all of the people who are going to be fighting to follow her. This episode of One Shot features music from the following artists: The Found by Lone Canyon, and Up Up by 8-Bit Era. This episode of One Shot was edited and sound designed by Tracy Barnett. You can find more of their work online anywhere at The Other Tracy. That's it for One Shot this week. But don't worry, we will be back next week with part 2 of Monsters and Other Childish Things.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn Tenement Building. who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjacks role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.
We are now moving on to the thing that we all know comes here, which is our call to action and heroes. I'm going to again encourage you to call your reps. 5calls.org gives you scripts, it gives you the important issues of the day, and it gives you the phone numbers of the representatives so you will have a much easier time calling. You may not speak to anyone, you may end up leaving a message, but actual phone calls from people are one of the easiest ways to let your representatives know what is important to you. So please, take some time from your day, make some phone calls, and make a difference. Thanks, heroes.
As always, a humble and hearty thanks to our supporters on Patreon. If you want to help us in a non-monetary way, the best thing you can do is tell a friend. You can also leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Every 5-star review we get helps new people find the show. For the latest One-Shot news, be sure to follow me on Twitter at OneShotRPG. Look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/oneshotpod, or look for news on the site at oneshotpodcast.com. If you want to inquire about ad rates, live appearances, commissioning episodes, or you have a general question or comment for the show, contact us at gamemaster@oneshotpodcast.com. One Shot is a production of the One Shot Podcast Network in association with Paracosm Press. Paracosm Press is a Chicago-based tabletop games publisher. You can find more information at paracosmpress.com. Finally, that music, which is right now swelling up over my voice, is Adventure by Be Your Own Pet, courtesy of Infinity Cat Records. See you next time, heroes.